Welcome to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Now get ready for another episode of Shades of the Afterlife with Sandra Champlain.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself. Hi, I'm Sandra Champlain. For almost 25 years, I've been on a journey to prove the existence of life after death. On each episode, we'll discuss the reasons we now know that our loved ones have survived physical death. And so will we. Welcome to Shades of the Afterlife. Every Monday, since the beginning of May in 2020, you can find me in front of my computer taking an online course between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. with the physical and trance medium Scott Milligan. It's a class where we learn how to slow down, how to meditate, how to quiet the mind so that we can break down that veil between this world and the next world. Now, you've heard me talk about Scott Milligan plenty of times on earlier episodes, but I've really witnessed miracles being part of sitting with him, both live and online. Online, every Friday, we do a demonstration of trance mediumship, which is Scott quieting his mind, closing his eyes, hearing a few pieces of music just to let go. He's been working 25 years with his spirit team in darkness, quieting the mind and letting them speak through him. So part of this episode, I want to talk about quieting the mind and dialing in even further, kind of like on our radio dial, how we can be in touch with our loved ones to really sense them and feel them. The other part is to deal with the skeptical mind, because even yours truly, yes, me, Sandra Champlain, after all these years of discovering and talking about the afterlife, I still get nervous sharing about it. Even you guys who are listening right now are interested in this show, and I worry, well, what are you going to think? I'm talking about trance mediumship, or I could be talking about near-death experiences or dream visitations. Does your mind say sometimes, well, this sounds good, and other times, like, this is impossible, can't possibly be true? We each have a skeptical mind, which is healthy, because we don't want to believe everything people tell us. Also, we have loved ones and friends that we would love to talk to about the afterlife, about grief, the big questions like, what is life for? What is my purpose? Do you believe in the afterlife? Do you believe in heaven? All these things would be great to share with people in our lives. But if you're anything like me, you worry about what other people think. In my personal life, there is a handful of people that I can be open and talk to, like I'm talking to you right now. Most of the people I know that I converse with about this are millions of miles away. They're people listening on a podcast. They are friends of mine from seminars. And I do have a few people in my life that I can talk to, but not too many. My dad's sister, my Auntie Donna, who I own a house with, she's pretty cool. She loves to hear all my stories. She's come to my live We Don't Die conferences. She has met the players. She's met the mediums. She has experienced the miraculous. She wants more. Now, my sweet mom, who I adore, is a little different. She loves me. She supports me. She wants me to be happy. But she has been honest. She's grown up in a generation where it was rather taboo to talk about this kind of subject. In her mind, if she went to a medium demonstration and, say, one of her parents came through, she honestly doesn't know how she'd be able to handle it. So we have an agreement that I don't push my stuff on her, but she's willing to listen. So wouldn't it be great to be able to talk about the afterlife and do it in a way where people listen? So I'd like to use part of this episode to talk about that, because we all want to feel comfortable talking about our passions, don't we? I think we do. But let's go back to what I said in the beginning. In class with Scott Milligan, he often uses this expression from the great spiritual teacher, Silver Birch. He says, "The silence of your world is the activity of ours, and the activity of your world is the silence of ours." So I was really thinking about this phrase, meaning that the silence of our world, that means when we human beings can slow down and be quiet in our mind, is when the spirit world, our loved ones, can get through and reach us through thoughts, through our imagination, through feelings. But the second part of that phrase is, the activity of your world is the silence of ours. So how often are we multitasking? We are so busy in our brain about what we need to do, what's going on in the present moment. Maybe we're stewing about something that happened in the past. Oh, we're checking our phone. We get a text message. We may be driving. There could be so many things happening all at one time. So this is what I mean about the activity of our world. Now, the spirit world, our loved ones can't get through. They say that we are on a different vibrational wavelength. And I believe that. If you think of a puddle of water that evaporates and turns to vapor, turns to a cloud, it's a different kind of energy. Now, it's still water, right? The same basic makeup, but it's different. Same thing. We're human beings. Our body dies. Our energy lives on. We are vibrating a little differently. Quantum mechanics and that whole science of that has determined to our tiniest little atom that we are made up of inside of our molecules, all we are is invisible vibrating energy. When we go, migrate, die, transition, whatever you want to call it, we vibrate a little different. It's proven that two or more forms of energy can be at the same place at the same time. So personally, I don't believe heaven is up there, out there, somewhere far away. I really do believe it is the hereafter, right here, right now, vibrating just like our radio signals, our television signals, our GPS signals, all those things that are happening invisibly right here around us. I think we are part of their world as opposed to them being part of our world. I think with our human minds, we can't possibly understand the entire realm of existence. And I don't think we're meant to. Today in class, Scott Milligan talked about this radio dial. And if you remember back in the day where we actually had dials on radios, you would want to dial in a frequency. You would hear a song, kind of a little fuzzy, and you would turn the dial to see if you can get it in any clearer. The same thing holds true when we want to tap into our loved ones who are in the afterlife. If we want to work with our spirit guides, these beautiful beings who have signed up to be by our sides throughout our lives to encourage us and help us. But it takes that silence of our world so that they can be active and we can actually listen. So just imagine for a second that you are dialing that radio dial and you really want to tune it in to this unseen world. That phrase that Scott had talked about, the silence of your world is the activity of ours and the activity of your world is the silence of ours, I wanted to know where it came from. So he didn't exactly have it correct how it was spoken, but I want to just read to you something I found that's very, very fascinating. First, a little bit about Silver Birch. Back in the day, it was very common practice for people to get together and sit in what's called home circles. They would sit together, they would sing songs, they would enjoy themselves, and in the quiet, a voice would come out of one of the people. They would have mediumistic tendencies or mediumistic qualities. So sometimes one of the people would seem to be in a trance-like state, and these words of wisdom would come out of their mouth. So it was back in the, I can't remember if it's the 1930s, 1940s, but there was a newspaper reporter named Maurice Barbanel, who I talk about in detail on episode 4 of this show, if you want to go back and listen to that. This gentleman went to sit in one of those home circles in their community. When he went in, his experience was that he fell asleep. Not so. He got put into one of these trance-like states, and the voice of a Native American came through. The name of the guide was called Big Jump, and over many, many, many years, this newspaper reporter actually became the medium for this circle. Thousands of hours of recorded information got stored. A lot of it was written into books. You can find one audio on YouTube that is the voice of Silver Birch. I'll see if I can include it in this episode because it's pretty amazing. I know I said Big Jump, but over time, when they went to publicize this, they changed the name to Silver Birch. The name wasn't important to the guide, yet the people of that circle thought the name Silver Birch had a little bit more of a punch. So when we come back from our break, what I would like to do is read you a clip of where that expression came from. The silence of your world is the activity of ours. The activity of your world is the silence of ours. I want to read it to you because there's so much more about how we can quiet our own minds and the importance of that for us to tap into the spirit world. Each one of us really wants to believe that the afterlife is real. I know we do. And then once we do, we want to find out how we can communicate with our loved ones. So if you want to just fasten your seatbelt for this ride, and also, like I said, we're going to get into how we can talk about this comfortably, share our passions with others so we don't need to be afraid. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Stay right there. There's more Sandra coming right up.
The Coast to Coast AM mobile app is here and waiting for you right now. And with the app, you can hear classic shows from the past 7 years, listen to the current live show, and get access to the Art Bell Vault, where you can listen to uninterrupted audio. Head on over to the coasttocoastam.com website. We have a handy video guide to help you get the most out of your mobile app usage. All the info is waiting for you now at coasttocoastam.com. That's coasttocoastam.com.
Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain, and we are talking about quieting the mind to be in touch with those in the afterlife. So we had talked briefly about Silver Birch, a being, a guide that spoke through Maurice Barbanel. And I was really curious about the expression, the silence of your world is the activity of ours, and the activity of our world is the silence of yours. I think I got that backwards. But anyways, here's where it came from. And I don't know what year this was. Again, I think it might have been in the 40s or so, but a member of parliament, we'll say MP, who lost his wife a few years previously, was seen seeking evidence of her survival, and he attended one of the sittings with Maurice Barbanel, who Silver Birch spoke through. This MP performed much work in connection with preventing suffering to animals. He went away with a sense of upliftment after being urged to continue his services. So this is what Silver Birch says. In your world of matter, there is little desire for an understanding of spiritual truths, except among the few of discernment, until sorrow comes. But how can I have that discernment? Asked the guest. It's not easy, confessed the guide. You must satisfy yourself, as you have strived to do, that we who speak to you by this and other means are what we claim to be. We can only prove it by conforming to the standard of evidence that your world of matter demands. You must seek that evidence, as you have been seeking it, and judge and weigh with honest criticism what it is that is given to you. If you allow the door to be kept open and yourself provide no unreasoning skepticism, you make the channel easy. What I simply crave for, the MP said, is definite knowledge that those who have left this sphere are still living and are in touch with one and are endeavoring to influence one. What must I do to acquire that knowledge? You must use a medium who is better than mine at receiving all those vibrations which will bring you the wholehearted evidence that you require. It is not your soul that demands the knowledge. It is your mind which is agitating in uncertainty. Then is there any means whereby I can place my mind more in conscious touch with my soul? He asks. That is a question of unfoldment. That is a question of learning how to tune into the realm of spirit so that those finer vibrations can become clearer to you. How does one tune in? The visitor wanted to know. The activity of your world is often the silence of ours, but the silence of your world is the activity of ours, explained Silver Birch. Retire into the silence and learn to be still, passive, wait, and the manifestation of the spirit can reveal itself. And then he asks, is there any means whereby I can decide whether particular thoughts that enter my mind come from my side or yours? It's all a matter of learning how to have control over the mind so that it can be still and be tuned in, so that instead of being a wanderer, it can be placed under control by yourself, so that, held in perfect silence, it may respond to the higher vibrations. That is why intuition comes in a flash, because our vibration is quick and speedy and subtle. The thoughts from your world of matter are slow, they are sluggish, and they are heavy. The MP asks, does that apply to the most exalted soul on this plane at the moment? Yes, it applies to every soul. Remember this, you are twofold in nature. There is the ancestry of the animal and the portion of the Great Spirit constantly at war within your being. And then there is yourself, you, with the free will to accomplish your evolution. You have to subdue the long line of animal that is part of your evolution, and you have to learn to allow the Great Spirit that is latent to unfold itself. The Great Spirit is within every human being, within every facet of life, for all is the Great Spirit, and the Great Spirit is all. Within some beings, the Great Spirit stirs only quietly, like the gentle zephyr. In others, the Great Spirit is like the mighty raging wind. It is all a question of development. The Great Spirit has stirred within your soul, and touched by sorrow, the Great Spirit within you is striving to express itself still more. That is why you are on your quest. That is why you will continue to search, because your feet are now on the road that leads to spiritual truths. I absolutely love that passage, and I have to be honest with you. I paused the recording because I really wanted to know when Maurice Barbanel and Silverbirch spoke. And I found out that it was in the 20s through when Maurice Barbanel passed away in 1981. It is said that for over 60 years, Silverbirch spoke through him. The Spiritual Truth Foundation has all the rights to Silverbirch's books. You can find them on Amazon. You can go to thespiritualtruthfoundation.co.uk. I remember taking a long drive and I went onto YouTube, and there are some questions and answers that had been compiled from all of the Silverbirch transcripts. So it's somebody else's voice speaking the questions and answers, but the answers are so profound. I think it's important what is said in the piece that I read to you, that you really have to weigh everything with your healthy skepticism. I think that's important, but also have some faith. When Scott Milligan teaches in our Monday course, he always says to people, where's the intelligence? Look for the intelligence. There are people that claim to be channels and channel the Virgin Mary and all kinds of extraterrestrial beings. But again, where's the intelligence? When you listen to a trance medium, you have to like feel it in your gut that this is truth. Every Friday, I'm the moderator for a question and answer period through Scott Milligan's mediumship, just like Maurice Barbanel with Silverbirch. Scott has some friends, we'll call them friends, in the unseen world that speak through him. So every single Friday for the past year and a half, I have been witness to these incredible conversations. And to the skeptical mind, you'd think, well, maybe this guy Scott is putting these voices on, and maybe he's got all this rehearsed. Well, my friends, you listen to both people long enough and you realize that this really is the intelligence of the unseen world. There's not a question that won't be answered. There's no hesitation. You get goosebumps, just goosebumps filled in your body hearing some of these answers. And the same thing holds true with these Silverbirch books. So I encourage you to do some research on Silverbirch, Maurice Barbanel. Go back to episode 4 of Shades of the Afterlife, and you can find out more. Just fascinating. Another thing that I really got out of reading that piece to you is the fact that it is our sorrow that brings us into our spiritual journey. Are you like me, that had something happen that really put you on this path? So for me, what started to crack open the eggshell was having a fear of dying. And it got cracked wide open after my grandmother died, my father died, and even a precious beloved cat, Millie is her name, that kind of just put me right over the edge on all of it. It was in my investigation of what's possible, what's really out there, evidence of the afterlife, why we have to experience grief, that put me on this journey. So I have a sneaky suspicion that you, like me, had something happen, someone had passed away, that has put you on this journey. And I'm going to tell you this straight. The afterlife is real. Your loved ones go on. You will see them again, and there is a way to communicate with them. But it takes something. It really does. I wish I could say there's going to be a lightning bolt that comes down and voila, there'll be a sign from your loved one. Again, our minds are much too busy. We need to train ourselves to slow down. Slow down and feel that vibration. It might seem like New Age lingo. It might, and I'm sorry if it does, but in that world is direct access to our loved ones. So we're going to take a quick break now. And when I come back, I'm going to play a few words of Silver Birch so you can hear just a few words from the actual lips of Maurice Barbanel, but it is his guide, Silver Birch, Big Jump, who is speaking through him. And again, this voice came through for over 60 years. So we'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Shades of the Afterlife coming right up.
Hey folks, producer Tom here, reminding you to make sure and check out our official Coast to Coast AM YouTube channel. For many of us, YouTube is our go-to place for audio-visual media, and we here at Coast to Coast are happy to share free hour-long excerpts of Coast to Coast AM with you, our loyal fans and new listeners. Our YouTube channel offers many different Coast to Coast AM hour-long pieces of audio on numerous topics, including ufology, extraterrestrials, conspiracies, strange creatures, prophecies, and much more. Much more. There's even a section that includes our most popular uploads, such as many of the David Pilates shows on people disappearing in national parks. To visit or subscribe, just go to YouTube and type in Coast to Coast AM Official, or you can simply go to the coasttocoastam.com website and click on the YouTube icon at the top. It's the official Coast to Coast AM YouTube channel. You're going to love this. Just get on over to coasttocoastam.com and start your free listening now.
Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain, and we are talking about silencing our minds so that the activity of the spirit world can blend with us so we can feel them with us. It's not an overnight thing, but it is something that is so worth it because not only can we feel and sense our loved ones, but we get divine bits of wisdom. We get in touch with our soul, our psychic connection, and our mediumistic ability. While we don't have a long time to go through the how-tos, I want to offer you something. If you go to my website, home base, wedontdie.com, click on the store button, scroll down, and you'll see a couple of things from Scott Milligan that say sitting in the power. One says unfoldment, one says sitting in the power. Use the coupon code FREE, F-R-E-E, be my guest and listen and understand, and you actually will get almost an hour guided meditation of being with Scott. Also, there are tons of trance demonstrations that we have recorded on the Fridays. So again, if you'd like to just listen, be my guest, use coupon code FREE, F-R-E-E, and you can listen to every single one. So what I'd like to do now is play for you some words from Silver Birch. Close your eyes if you can, if you're not driving, and just let yourself be inspired by these words that came through this beautiful man, Maurice Barbanel, for over 60 years. Let's listen.
May the power of the great white spirit bless you all. Put on one side any thought of trouble, difficulty, fear, or anxiety. Let us try to achieve the closest possible harmony with one another, so that we become one in our desire to aspire to the highest that we can reach. And none and nothing can be higher than the Great White Spirit, the infinite pour of divine love and wisdom, which is responsible for the boundless universe in which we live. And in this wondrous scheme, nothing and nobody can be overlooked, forgotten, or neglected. We recognize, too, that we have behind us all the time the mighty hosts of liberated beings whose one desire is to serve us so that we in turn may serve others less fortunate than we are. Let us always resolve that we may unfold whatever gifts have been bestowed on us, so that we can give solace to the bereaved, healing to the sick, guidance to the perplexed, strength to the weary, direction to all those who have lost their way, and provide the radiant illumination of truth in the darkness that engulfs them. This is the prayer of thy Indian servant who seeks always to serve. I am very happy to come amongst you and to bring my love and greeting from the world of spirit. I am aware of the special purpose of our gathering tonight, and so I thought it might be helpful if I would try to explain to those who will hear these words the purpose behind my mission and those of my colleagues who are animated by the same desire. To the uninitiated, I would say, I am a human being like yourselves. I have lived much longer than any of you who are listening to what I say. And as a result of my experiences in realms far beyond your earth, I have gained some knowledge of the Great Spirit that you call God, and of the natural laws which have been devised to ensure that the will of the Great Spirit will and must ultimately prevail. What I have learnt as a result of my experiences, I am willing to share with those who are ready to receive them, because I think they may be of helpfulness to them. I am not in any way a deity. I am still very human, capable of error, weakness, and imperfection. I have, like every one of you, a long, long way to go on the road to perfection. It is an infinite one. But, like others in my world, I was asked to retrace my steps so that I could offer some of the truth, the wisdom, the knowledge that we have gained, and share it with you. At the same time, we would be able, with the aid of those who cooperate with us, to make available the supreme pour of the Spirit, which is responsible for all life, despite its multitudinous forms, so that this power can stream through gifted individuals and serve its benign purpose. In olden days, when this pour flowed, it performed certain remarkable phenomena, which many today regard as miracles. Whatever has happened, however remarkable, stupefying, extraordinary, or wonderful, in days gone by, it was due to the operation of natural laws. These operate not only in the physical domain, but also work ceaselessly in the spiritual realms. And when conditions allow, the spiritual, psychic, and etheric laws can be brought into operation to perform what were regarded as miracles yesterday, but today are described as psychic phenomena produced through mediumship.
That was amazing, wasn't it? If you would like access to the full recording, just send me an email, sandrachamplain@gmail.com, and I will find a way to get you the full recording. I'm sure you've enjoyed it. So we're going to take a quick break now, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the afterlife to our friends and loved ones. Do we need to be afraid to share? Are we better off keeping our mouth shut? What should we do? We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Shades of the Afterlife coming right up.
Are you looking for that certain someone who shares your interests in UFOs, ghosts, Bigfoot, conspiracy theories, and the paranormal? Well, look no further than ParanormalDate.com, the unique site for like-minded people. If you like the senior crowd, try ParanormalDate.com/seniors to meet like-minded people that are 60+. It all depends on what you prefer. ParanormalDate.com is great for everyone. You can also tap into members that are 60+ at ParanormalDate.com/seniors. Enjoy your search and have some fun at ParanormalDate.com.
Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain. Raise your hand if you want to be free and open with the people in your life and you want to be able to talk to them about the afterlife. I know you're sitting there by yourself with your hand raised, but we all do. It's fascinating to believe in the afterlife, to look for ways to communicate with our loved ones, and it's natural to want to share this with the people in your life. The bottom line is we cannot and we should not push our beliefs on other people. Now, that being said, there are some strategic ways to be able to get into the conversation with people. So, starting out with my story, one of the core values I have in my life is for people to not think I'm crazy. So I've always tried to come across as professional, as caring, as loving, as my head is on straight. And so when I started my research into the afterlife and realized that we go on, I wanted to share it with people. But I felt crippled with fear as what would people think about me if I started talking about this? Because I don't know if you've found this, but I would think of these airy, fairy, new age people that believed in angels, fairies, the afterlife. Like I put them all in the same category. Crazy. I would go to the new age section of a bookstore and I'd see these people there and I'd think, there's no evidence of the afterlife. I actually felt sorry for people. So for me to be on this journey, I did not want to be in the class with those other people. Come to find out, there is a lot more to life than meets the eye, but we all want to come across as fairly normal. There was a point where I had so much evidence of the afterlife, so much evidence about the grieving process. I knew my words had helped people, even had prevented some suicides, and I felt a moral responsibility to get it out there. At the time, I worked as a chef for race car teams, which is a business my mom and I had for almost 35 years. One of the race car drivers' fathers owned a printing company. To surprise me, he showed up at one of our biggest races with this giant 8-foot banner that said, "Is there any proof of the afterlife? Sandra Champlain says yes." I was mortified because I hadn't told the people in my community that I believed in the afterlife. I was so scared what people would think of me. I actually thought I'd lose some of my friends and maybe some of our clients because I would be cast out as one of those new age weirdos. That didn't happen. What did happen was, one by one, people would come to find me in the kitchen and ask me what I believed in and why I believed in it. There was a woman who was one of the race car driver's wives who was diagnosed with breast cancer. There was a man who was a crew member whose 5-year-old son had died, and he would love to know that his son lived on. One of the security guards at the Daytona Speedway had a heart attack, had a near-death experience, and saw his mother, who had long been deceased, as young and healthy and as clear as ever. One of the crew members said when he works on race cars or he's just working around the shop, out of the corner of his eye, his dad will be there or a deceased friend or a deceased dog that he had when he was young. another race car driver, never believed in the afterlife, but he had a random stranger who claimed she was a medium and had a message from his father that was desperate to go to him. The medium told him, in your fireplace, there is a brick that is loose. If you go behind, pull out that brick, there's some gold coins. This race car driver did that, and behind the brick were the gold coins. Another race car driver was in a coma, saw his mom and dad and brother praying by his bedside. At the same time, he's greeted by his grandmother, grandfather, who are dead, and sees them healthy, whole, and well. He came back to earth. He didn't have a fear of dying, so he didn't have a fear of living. So he started winning bunches of championships in automobile racing. So my biggest fear actually turned into something that gave me courage to share. I, unfortunately, now thought I had so much power and so much courage I could share with anyone. But not true. There are some people who are not there in their spiritual progression that they don't want to listen. It really is something where people need to want to know themselves. It's not just with the afterlife, it's really with anything. If people don't care about the subject, they're not going to listen to you. They might smile and, oh, that's good for you, and we're glad you enjoy that, but they're not going to take it on board themselves. Not until they start questioning their own life, their own mortality. Perhaps they have a loved one die, or they get diagnosed with an illness. That's when these big questions come in. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't be free to share who you are and what you love. You need to go on your own journey, have experiences, have signs, feel for yourself, even just the teeniest bit of hope and evidence that this is real, to have a backbone in it. You're probably trained in something in your life that you know better than most people. And there's not a person on this planet that can tell you, you don't know what you're talking about. The same thing holds true about the afterlife. Me, for example, 25 years of researching this, having some of the most jaw-dropping experiences ever, there's not a single soul that can tell me it's a figment of my imagination or these people are con artists. No way. It's real. My advice to you would be this. I've heard this great expression, the best place to stand in an argument is on the other person's side. That was actually on a fortune cookie, which means try to see life from the other person's perspective. They may not be interested in what you have to say about the afterlife, but you can stand your ground. Never, ever, ever force the conversation on someone. Could you imagine going on an airplane? In fact, you probably have been, and you sit down next to someone, and they look nice enough, and you strike up a conversation. Wonderful. Well, there's also times where you don't want to talk, and that other person sitting next to you, that's all they want to do is talk. When I wrote my book, We Don't Die, A Skeptic's Discovery of Life After Death, I strategically gave it that subtitle because I want people that are skeptics to feel okay that they can read it and investigate the afterlife. Believe it or not, years ago, people used to think the earth was flat and people were ridiculed that said anything else. In fact, Galileo was put under house arrest because of his belief. Well, it was true. The earth is round. It is true. Life after death is real. So, it takes some patience. It takes having a backbone. It takes seeing life from other people's perspective. But there are ways to just be yourself, be normal, don't hide it. You can ask, like I said about my mom in the beginning, I've got something really great to share. I just witnessed this unbelievable medium demonstration. Can I tell you about it? Well, you know, I don't really believe in that. But if you want to share, okay. Another thing you can do, which I learned from somebody on an airplane, as a matter of fact, is asking people about their lives. Ask them what they love in their life. Ask them what their difficulties are. And in that, when people are able to express who they are, their wants, their desires, their fears, and you actually listen, they trust you. They trust your opinion. I've had the opportunity many times and on airplanes to sit next to somebody and they ask, well, where are you going? Is it business or pleasure? What do you do for work? Well, I used to tell them I'm a chef for race car teams. And then that little voice inside my head would say, tell them the rest, Sandra. And I would say, and I'm also an author. The natural question is, what did you write? And in my bag, on every flight I take, I have a copy of my book, We Don't Die. I pull it out and I say, this. At that point, they have an opportunity to say, oh, that's nice, and go back to reading their newspaper. Or they can say, can I have a look at that? I believe a bit in divine intervention and synchronicities. And I have sat next to people that are just coming from a loved one's funeral, have been diagnosed with an illness, are suffering deep grief, or have a tremendous fear of dying. All I want to say is have a backbone for your beliefs. Meet people where they are. Try to see life from their perspective. There's not a single person that wants to be conned or taken advantage of. Each one of us has had times that people have done that to us. Our loved ones don't want us to fall for something that isn't true. Maybe they want to protect us. Stand your ground. Don't be pushy. Keep being you. Keep being open. Ask them, oh my gosh, can I share something with you? And when they say yes, you share. Never be pushy. I want to remind you that our home base is WeDon'tDie.com. And from there, between this show and my other show, We Don't Die Radio, there is over 400 hours of episodes about the afterlife. You can get a free copy of my book if you sign up for my email list. It says just a few chapters, but it's the whole book. And there's so much more. Join us for a class on psychic mediumship. Join me on our Monday classes with Scott or our Friday demonstrations, especially our Sunday gathering. Free, inspirational, and a medium demonstration in each and every one. I'm Sandra Champlain. Thank you for listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
And if you like this episode of Shades of the Afterlife, wait until you hear the next one. Thank you for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.